വേദസ്യ നിർമ്മലം ചക്ഷു ജ്യോതിശാസ്ത്രം അകൽമഷം. ദ സയൻസ് ഓഫ് ജ്യോതിഷ ഓക്യുപ്പൈഡ് എ പ്രോമിനന്റ് പൊസിഷൻ ഇൻ ദ ബ്രാഞ്ചസ് ഓഫ് വേദിക് സയൻസസ് ആൻഡ് ആസ് സച്ച് ഹാസ് ബീൻ ടേംഡ് ആസ് എ വേദാംഗ എമംഗ് നിരുക്ത ഛന്ദസ് കൽപ്പ ശിക്ഷ ആൻഡ് വ്യാകരണം. The importance of karmanushthanam, that is the performance of one's religious duties, has been greatly emphasized by our ancestors for the sustenance of dharma and in turn the sustenance of the universe. The Vedas ordain these karmas. Hence it is said that Vedahi yajnartham abhiprayuktaha കാലാനുപൂർവം വിഹിതാശ്ച യജ്ഞാഃ തസ്മാദിദം കാലവിധാനശാസ്ത്രം യോ ജ്യോതിഷം വേത്തി സ വേദയജ്ഞാന്. ദ സയൻസ് ഓഫ് ജ്യോതിഷ ഈസ് റെഫേർഡ് ഹിയർ ആസ് കാലവിധാനശാസ്ത്രം, വിച്ച് മീൻസ് ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് ദ സയൻസ് ഓഫ് ഡിറ്റർമിനേഷൻ ആൻഡ് ഫിക്സേഷൻ ഓഫ് ടൈം. ദ ആൻഷ്യൻ അസ്ട്രോളജേഴ്സ് വർ ആൾസോ എക്സ്പേർട്ട് അസ്ട്രോണമേഴ്സ് and all the time divisions from the shortest to the longest have been defined by the great seers in reference to the movement of the sun, moon, planets and the heavenly bodies. Due to this knowledge of cosmic movements, the science of Jyotisha emerged as an effective tool for predicting natural phenomena, rainfall, floods, droughts, and so on and so forth, which are greatly influenced by the movements of the planets. However, this science in later years has been used more and more for the prediction of individual results like education, marriage, profession, childbirth, health, and the like. There may be hardly any client who queries an astrologer, "What will be the rainfall in this year?" As also, there is hardly one astrologer among the hundreds who sport a signboard called Vedic Astrologer. There is hardly any one in them who can predict a rainfall or an earthquake. But this was not so in the olden days. The situation was different. In the olden days, kings, rulers, employed astrologers who were called Devajnas to predict rainfall, to predict the crops to be grown in a particular year, natural calamities and the likes. The rulers and astrologers of those days, of course, were genuinely interested in the welfare of the people and the country. It's no longer so. I, among a few others, have undertaken the task of conducting research on this ancient science of weather prediction through planetary movements. And it's our earnest belief that the renewal of this science for prediction of natural events will prove beneficial to our country and to the world. The subject of such prediction of weather and natural phenomena using planetary movements is called mundane astrology. But more precisely, it should be called astrometeorology. We shall now have a look at what are the basic principles of this science.